More importantly, ascension symptoms are a clear sign that you are transforming and spiraling to a higher frequency. Here is a summary to help you understand the two types of frequency expansion cycles that will change the energy signature in the ethereal body during the ascension program. Frequency expansion is similar to a domino effect. After releasing the energetic blockages in the lower chakras, the vibrational nature of the lower chakras begin to function normally, or when the light has been turned on, the chakra circuitry, intake, outtake or receive, transmit, automatically changes the nature of the connectivity to the next chakra, thus restoring the circuitry system along the chakra system to its original frequency. The rule to remember, the process of healing, balancing, and aligning each primary chakra means the chakra is capable of holding more energy, the circuitry connection between each chakra changes and as a result, there is a frequency increase or expansion along the primary longitudinal axial current, chakra system. Frequency expansion within the chakra system is known as Kundalini. This the natural and free-flowing state of the Kenergy flowing along the chakra system. The first frequency expansion cycle occurs after healing and balancing the South Pole, the three lower chakras. When Kundalini had been achieved, this will be your first indication that the ethereal body is beginning to expand to a higher frequency, because the properties for each of the lower chakras have changed. As a result, the lower chakras will begin to rotate faster and the increased spin will initiate a kind of centrifugal force, which filters out any lower vibrational frequency or the denser energy from the ethereal body. Before discussing the second expansion frequency cycle, let's first define the aura. Your physical body is composed of a carbon body, matter, which energetically interfaces with the ethereal body, antimatter. The ethereal body consists of invisible charged matter, which produces a frequency grid, known as the auric field. The ethereal body is actually a sheath containing bioplasmic matter, antimatter, while the auric field consists of crystalline bioplasma, known as the light body and Merkaba. This Christo-light energy is automatically projected around the ethereal body. Every entity that is composed of matter generates this field. The aura expands when a person expands their consciousness. It should be noted that matter, antimatter, and bioenergy plasma coexist together in the same space, but each layer has their own dimensional wavelength, frequency, and density. The second expansion cycle occurs when the ethereal body automatically changes the vibrational frequency in the auric field. When the ethereal body begins to operate at a higher frequency, the lower frequency auric capsules or crystalline particles of light will modulate into a higher frequency. As a result, the auric field begins to expand and become brighter. This triggers a new frequency change. When the aura undergoes this transformation, the aura can hold more of the high-frequency astral energies it receives from the higher dimensions. This cosmic energy is received by the causal body, and filtered via the aura into the ethereal body, thus creating an interconnected and unified human energy system, or circuit that allows energy to be fed into meridians and flow between the chakras, the ethereal body, auric field, and the causal body. Note: a clear and bright aura is a sign of someone who has a higher ethereal frequency, thus they can carry more light. The frequency expansion in the ethereal body, and the corresponding increase to the light quotient in the auric field, is dependent on the progressive activation of each of the seven primary chakras. An optimal healthy human auric field is fully dependent on the health of the ethereal body. The vibrational nature of this Kundalini energy will gradually increase and return to normal state when the upper chakras are opened and balanced. Presently, the old auric field is not compatible with the planet's higher frequency grid. For your aura to stay connected during the planetary shift, ascension gradually infuses the aura with a new electromagnetic circuit, which changes the vibrational frequency of the crystalline bioplasma to a higher frequency. The ethereal body is the apparatus that connects your body to the planet's ethereal body, but it is also directly responsible for the crystallization frequency of the aura. There is a symbiotic coupling that integrates the biological body, matter, and the ethereal body, and with the crystalline bioplasma body, antimatter. After the second frequency expansion cycle, to compensate and manage the increasing amount of higher frequency, the ethereal body starts the process of regulating and unifying the electromagnetic properties of the emotional, mental, and biological bodies to energetically interact and communicate with each other. This process will be accompanied with a number of physical symptoms. Emotional changes will leave you feeling irritable and angry. Mental changes will leave you feeling exhausted and disoriented. Physical symptoms will manifest in the locations of the primary chakras, but the type of physical symptoms are directly related to the health and status of those primary chakras, thus it's dependent on what chakras are opened, blocked and balanced, and not everyone will experience the same symptoms. In addition, after the second frequency expansion cycle commences, the auric field will receive the first download or wave of high-frequency astral energy entering the ethereal body. The cosmic energy enters through the crown chakra, and travels down the spinal column to the base chakra. As a result, the lower vibrational energy found in each of the three lower chakras will be released. In regard to the base chakra, expect to experience pain in the lower back, pressure around the urinary tract, fluid retention, swelling in the lower abdomen, and a range of gastrointestinal problems including diarrhea. You may also experience a physical reaction to the higher frequency filtering into the auric field, which can manifest as a high-pitched sound vibrating in the left ear. Likewise, when the higher frequency astral energy enters the crown chakra, expect to experience intense headaches around the head, some stiffness around the neck and shoulders and localized pressure of pain around the left hemisphere of the brain. In regard to the emotional body, your emotions have the lowest frequency, so this dense energy will be the first energy released from TH body. Expect to experience a variety of negative feelings and emotions including anger, sadness, mood swings, and intense rage that will suddenly come out of nowhere. The release of emotional toxins will also start changing the electrical pathways in the brain. Since your emotional and mental bodies are interwoven, your mental body, thoughts, ideas, memory, etc., will energetically change and stay aligned with the emotional body. Expect to experience exhaustion, fatigue, and a lack of concentration. The types of physical systems that will manifest in the body will be dependent on the health and status of the upper chakras, opened, blocked and balanced. The most common symptom is body heat. Metabolic and hormonal changes will increase the body's temperature. During daytime, it is far easier to manage, because you can consciously regulate your temperature, but at night time, you will experience restlessness, hot and pulsating legs, feet, and less deep sleep cycles. There is some good news. When you finally ascend to a higher frequency, you experience less physical symptoms during each cycle, although some symptoms may reappear from time to time. From personal experience, this lightworker has summarized the four stages for a frequency expansion cycle, in the table below. You can expect to experience a minimum of two, frequency expansion cycles over a three, month period. It usually takes a minimum of two, weeks for one frequency expansion to finish and then the body enters into a transitional period. It takes time for your body to adjust to the new frequency before you begin to feel normal again. This may last for a month or so, before the next frequency expansion cycle begins. Also remember, ascension means to keep ascending your frequency. Therefore, your frequency or energy signature will be different to another person. There are many factors that influence a person's frequency, including the health of the lower chakras or how much emotional healing has been done, level of motivation and resistance, lifestyle habits, and negative thoughts and attitudes. Chakra consciousness. The term chakra consciousness refers to chakra self-awareness or your personal knowledge and understanding of the human chakra system. Chakra consciousness includes location of the primary chakras, how the chakra system works, understanding energy flows, types of physical symptoms and causes for the imbalances in each primary chakra, how to conduct a chakra self-analysis, understanding chakra frequencies, releasing negative emotional energy, basic meditation techniques, healing strategies for primary chakras, how to activate, align, and balance chakras, how do the chakras interact with the physical body and the mind? How do the chakras interact with the human endocrine glands? What are the signs that indicate that each chakra is unbalanced? What are the symptoms of overactive chakras? What are the symptoms of underactive chakras? It is highly recommended that you research and invest your time to learn all you can about the human chakra system. Options include taking a chakra workshop, purchasing a chakra DVD, or researching the vast amount of online videos, tutorials, and websites that are available on the internet. Important. A good understanding of the chakra system will be invaluable, because you can use your chakra knowledge to customize or alter your personal ascension program and/or assist other people with their ascension. Section 5, Additional Information About Ascension. Christ consciousness means a person who outwardly embraces divinity, law of one. Christ consciousness has nothing to do with Christ as a person. Christ refers to your understanding and awareness of divinity and your primary purpose as a spiritual being. When you have found your own spiritual connection with the universe and the Creator, this will manifest outwardly as unconditional love, joy and compassion. When an individual consciously demonstrates these divine attributes, this is known as Christ consciousness. Spirituality is the process of proactively discovering your personal connection with the Creator from the path of inner seeking. It is a self-assessment of your own thoughts, attitudes, and beliefs, the ability to consciously close off some of those things you have previously accepted and open yourself to new spiritual concepts. This is known as spiritual advancement. When a person is willing to learn and apply the principles of divinity in their life, they have spiritually evolved. Divinity helps you outwardly perceive the love and compassion in others. You recognize that each person is a spiritual being and understand that all people are at different levels of spiritual growth. When you incorporate divinity as an integral part of yourself, and begin to externalize this Christ energy, the very nature of your reality changes. In regard to ascension, you do not have to be a master of Christ consciousness. It only requires you to be open to a new way of living and your willingness to learn, incorporate, and practice divinity on new earth. This is the most important rule to remember when you enter into your ascension program. You only need your conscious intent and a genuine desire towards wanting to experience a world that operates on unity, love, and compassion that will help you achieve the required frequency to shift to new earth. Christ consciousness can include your own personal understanding of the Creator, God, I Am, your ability to connect to your higher self, how you demonstrate the qualities of divinity and/or your ability to freely share your spiritual wisdom and knowledge to help others with their spiritual growth. A. Connection with your higher self. The activation of your body's seventh chakra, crown chakra, occurs after the previous six primary chakras are activated. Instantly, like a domino effect, the 8th and 9th chakras are triggered. The 8th chakra is located approximately 12 inches above the crown chakra, and this connects you to the higher dimensional planes of consciousness, while the 9th chakra is located approximately 2 feet under your feet, your ethereal connection to the Earth's ethereal body. The full activation of the chakra system is a result of the frequency of your consciousness. A person who has activated the upper chakras, namely the heart, throat, third eye, and the crown chakras has achieved Christ consciousness, because that process shifts a person's frequency into the powerful heart-based qualities which allows them to consciously demonstrate love, empathy, compassion, and the ability to connect and understand people from a deeper emotional level and spiritual viewpoint. In addition, the full activation of the chakras means a person has moved into a higher frequency of consciousness. What is the reward for achieving this higher frequency? You have the ability to telepathically communicate with higher dimensional levels of consciousness within the cosmos. This means, you can directly communicate with your master, guides, and the angelic realm. With the permission of your master, you can communicate directly with departed friends and family. You can ask to receive multi-dimensional energy for the purpose of healing yourself or others. And likewise, specialist guides can give you information about humanity's hidden knowledge and secrets, or everything you want to know about the universe. Remember two things. Everyone's consciousness is interconnected, and a higher frequency means you are moving closer to the Creator. B. Mastering Divinity. Divinity refers to the highest characteristics, personal qualities and attributes of Christ, and Christ consciousness refers to a person who consciously demonstrates and practices divinity. Therefore, a divine person means an individual that can demonstrate and project the attributes of unconditional love and compassion consciously, thoughts, actions, behavior, in all aspects of their human life. The term Christ means a person who's conscious of their behavior and actions, and can give, receive love and compassion without wanting anything back in return. Are you a master of divinity? Consider the following questions. Can you freely assist others without judging them? Can you easily communicate and interact with people that are labeled difficult? Can you confront a person without thinking negatively of them? If a person made a bad mistake or wrong choice in their life, can you avoid criticizing and judging that person behind their back? Could you avoid reacting emotionally to a person's hurtful comments? Can you accept a person's faith without arguing or criticizing them or their belief system? Can you apologize to another person for your bad behavior, actions, or hurtful comments? A non-divine person would criticize, argue, judge, and or intentionally cause pain, verbal and nonverbal, and unhappiness to others. Mastering divinity means you can demonstrate the heart-based qualities of love and compassion, thus you have achieved Christ consciousness. Lastly, had humanity mastered divinity and morality, duality would not exist today. Compassion is a state of emotional maturity and necessary for spiritual evolution. Ascension Questionnaire. The following questions will examine your current attitudes and beliefs against the principles of unity consciousness and the law of one. Please note that this is not a true and accurate assessment to measure your divinity, so feel free to use your discernment. Note your responses to each statement. Ascension Consciousness Grid. With regard to ascension, the frequency of your consciousness will determine the dimensional frequency you are destined to experience at the time of the shift. The previous assessment was a simple exercise to examine your current attitudes and beliefs and how much you would support or resist divinity and the 4D spiritual principles, service to others. You may now wish to reflect upon your responses and consider the four levels of ascension consciousness. For example, for a 3D positive, 3D plus, person to shift to a higher frequency, they need to change their current unloving attitude from "it's all about me," materialism, ego, wealth, etc., and embrace the New Earth concept of "it's all about us," which would help them to open up their heart chakra and obviously increase their frequency and shift to the 4D negative, 4D, group. False ascension information. When you begin your ascension, many of you may be unsure what information you research will be true, false, or misleading. You must use your discernment. Very often people will simply read online information and assume it is correct, without actually broadening their knowledge to understand the bigger picture. For the past few years, there has been an increasing number of so-called lightworkers releasing their ascension programs at a cost. These people are not true lightworkers. As stated by the Law of One, 4D Law, service to others, a lightworker is responsible for providing their spiritual service for free. A true lightworker would never ask you to buy their products, books, and services. These folks are false lightworkers, con artists, operating on service to self, driven by their ego and pure greed for the purposes of making money and personal gain. Do not be lured into the trap of buying their products. A true lightworker operates on compassion and unconditional love. We are here to help humanity spiritually evolve, and we freely share our knowledge and wisdom. A true light worker would never place copyright restrictions on their ascension materials or ask for donations. My simple message to those fake light workers: what good is your information anymore, if you are not willing to freely share your knowledge and wisdom to help others? This is not to say that your time and attention is not of value and deserves the proper compensation. Until we no longer function in a 3D environment, we still need to use our resources for the highest good, and that includes money. Please be very cautious. Do not purchase ascension products that only focus on the physical ascension process. These quick fix methods fail to teach the basic principles of Law of One. Be very careful of the artificial ascension techniques that aim to rapidly increase the frequency in your energy signature, such as DNA activation programs and Merkaba activation. For beginners, those tools would overstimulate your chakras. This would be like inserting a 110-volt electrical plug into a 220-volt outlet that causes instant shock, which could be fatal or result in some very serious health problems. When reviewing any ascension program, reflect on the following question: do they teach the principles that govern life on New Earth? However, your free will permits you to use any ascension tool that resonates with you. Likewise, there are many false ascension stories circulating on the internet. There is no such thing as disclosure, and nor will there be the arrival of spaceships that come to intervene and help humanity. This information is a hoax. Do not attach yourself to messages that take away your free will. Please ignore any online messages from a group called the Galactic Federation. The Galactic Federation is not associated with the Confederation of Light, Spiritual Hierarchy and Celestial Councils. The GFR entities in the astral plane, lower 4D, which mimic themselves and promote that they work for the Confederation. Do not associate yourselves with this dark energy. Dark meaning to invoke fear, deception, and misleading. This group has been releasing information to confuse people about Earth's ascension and use fear propagation to stop people undertaking ascension. It should also be noted that much of the ascension information on the internet posted in recent years has been done through different mediums and channelers. Much of this information is not accurate, and some material is false. Channelers received telepathic messages from the higher astral realm through the crown chakra. This information is processed by the rational mind, which can be strongly influenced by the channeler's ego, beliefs, emotions, and their level of intelligence can change the context and meaning of the information they receive. More importantly, the rank of a channeler, medium's soul in the spiritual hierarchy determines what information they are permitted to receive from their guides about any particular topic, situation, or person, especially when they are doing a reading for another person who has a higher rank, or frequency, than the channeler. Another problem with channeled information is that the channeler can receive messages from devious astral beings that masquerade themselves as angels, etc. These entities are known as the Dark Cabal. This is the reason why the internet is full of channeled messages that have no spiritual relevance or teach the mechanics of personal ascension. Please understand, any information you read that invokes fear, anger, or suspicion in your mind has originated from a dark source. Dark meaning an agenda to deceive and generate fear. Likewise, light means the truth. For example, information from the Celestial Council always talk with love and compassion, and never invoke fear or promote death and destruction. Likewise, do not get yourself caught up with doomsday messages, such as comets, asteroids, polar reversals, etc. Learn not to feed on the fear they generate. From a spiritual viewpoint, there are two large groups of souls on Earth, Lemuria and Atlantis, who previously experienced widespread planetary devastation, so unfortunately their karma has transferred on to humanity through their words, behavior, and actions. Always take a dualistic approach when you read any online information or messages. It is up to you to decide what resonates within your heart and what does not. When reading channeled messages, please exercise detachment and judgment. Empower yourself and teach. Learn before accepting any information as the truth. Important. The information presented in the Ascension Handbook serves as the official advice to humanity from the angelic realm. Please note that much of the information on the internet is false, misleading, outdated, and not sanctioned by the Celestial Council. How your body ascends during a planetary shift. In regard to the planetary shift, how does it feel to move from third dimension to the fourth dimension? For starters, those that lifted their frequency beyond the old vibratory rates do not undergo physical death. It will be harmless, and there will be no pain for those anchored to the planet. A higher frequency means you get to consciously experience the shift, and you will not be affected by it physically, emotionally, or mentally. To understand how a third dimension planetary object shifts into the fourth dimension, imagine a figure eight shaped hourglass. 3D is located on one side and the 4D is located in the other side of the hourglass. In the middle of the hourglass, this narrow gap represents the gateway or portal for the planetary shift that occurs when two dimensional planes eclipse each other. This null zone separates two dimensional wavelengths. It is a highly charged membrane of photons, which acts as the wavelength bridge to connect one side of the dimensional frequency band with the next highest band. All living things on Earth plane have two parallel bodies. The physical body is composed of carbon or matter and interfaces with the ethereal body. The ethereal body exists as biological plasma or antimatter. It is still classified as physical, because it is composed of a finer and less dense biomolecular structure and has a higher frequency. To consciously experience the dimensional shift, your ethereal body needs to be modulated to the same ethereal frequency of the planet. The folks that do not adjust their frequency will not physically handle the wave of high frequency energy as the planet enters through the dimensional gateway. Their ethereal bodies will literally spin off and disconnect from the planet's ethereal body during the shift. During the transition, your body will undergo a drastic change. It will be converted into millions of photonic particles. Your body becomes fluid during this process. It dematerializes to achieve zero mass. During this disintegration, you will feel like you exist but do not exist. Your consciousness is traveling as energy and you are actually flowing as light energy through the dimensional gateway, but you will not feel this. In a small fraction of a second, you travel through this dimensional gateway and rematerialize on the other side. The dimensional gateway will also act as an antimatter filter. This means that only naturally occurring things within the planet's biosphere can potentially ascend. Man-made objects and items that were constructed from synthetic materials and artificially manufactured materials will not shift to the new Earth. The reason for this? The atomic structure for synthetic materials are only vibrationally in phase with our 3D reality, thus at the quantum level, the 3D frequency and wavelength, which acts as glue and bonds the molecular structure together, will disintegrate during the shift. Likewise, these 3D objects are not conscious and do not have awareness to change their vibration frequency to a higher level. Many of the human structures, such as homes, buildings, which have some elements of naturally produced materials, may remain intact, but most of humanity's technology that relies on fiber optics and orbiting satellites, etc., will not exist after the shift. Other examples of synthetic items that will not exist after the shift include plastics, rubber, polyester, acrylic, glass fiber, dyes, inks, paper, nylon, etc. When you undergo this frequency jump, your ethereal body, which contains the blueprint of your physical body, will automatically rematerialize your body. Each of the 12 dimensions has their own unique vibrational property that governs the densification of matter. Your body will have the same physical appearance as it does now, except your new body will be less dense, carbon silica, because your ethereal body has dramatically altered the atomic structure of your body to support the higher frequencies. Your new body will be a pristine copy of what your human body should truly look like in its perfect form, without tattoos, piercings, excess body fat, false teeth, artificial limbs, etc. One of the most important aspects about the planetary shift is your consciousness. Your subconscious mind does not care where it is, but during the shift your conscious mind may react to the energetic chaos it experiences. Any of your suppressed emotions, fears, and ego will prevent you from ascending.